fun. I want to do all my readings.
Oh, cool. I like it.
Sorry.
We should do a third round.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey,
Dee. Oh, yeah? Okay. Sorry. This poem is called Sorry. The albatross hardly showed up in that poem. I cleaned out after it the whole time, weeping. Mouth so dried out, I had to suck from my own salty blindness to say, I'm sorry about all the screaming Jeezy fans in the bank that used to be your bedroom. I mean, Jesus. Screaming Jesus fans where you shared your last love with your last lover before she died. That was low, I know, like Subway low, like bread puffed up with yoga mat chemicals. Yes, I did steal everyone's day turmoil. I did it last summer, in my sleep, on fire, on the landline, just a normal phone call, carrying the voice of that albatross with its stinking breath from the afterlife. I'm inside it still, falling down to my tiny library of angel-headed monster cells, weeping in their cancer juice, shooting chapbook after chapbook at Justin Bieber, screaming, we love you, please don't get up just for us, your fans, forever kickboxing gods in the face so you can relax with your scissor. I drop these names so my young friends will not forget me. Here's one, the Jewish refugee who stood on a street corner in London in 1933. He used to soak in the tub for 3 hours a day to get ideas. This day, the idea struck him standing on a street corner in London for a nuclear chain reaction, which he quickly patented. He wrote his own 10 commandments. Number 4, do not destroy what you cannot create. Number 5, untranslatable German pun. Things that make you go, to quote, you know, quoting, you know. The man, Leo Szilard, slapped his lizard gloves against his thigh, fist bumped Einstein, and went off to build that bomb. Okay, no, that's historically irresponsible. Please don't repeat my errors, Justin Bieber. Don't repeat your own. Please don't patent your own scissor cups out of styrofoam. No, really, I worry. I'm lying here with a stinking albatross carcass. It was never a burden in the poem. It never had that physical heft. The bird around the neck is more like Hester Prynne, the 1995 Demi Moore version. The scarlet A, a mark of guilt, but not even subtle or symbolic, like, wow, I know what you did last summer. It's hanging there, rotting on your chest. For real, I know what you did. You can dress it up with a patent or drown it in cough syrup. I can still smell it. Moo. Hello, my friends, I love you, I'm late. Had you known me when Julius Caesar knew me, you'd say I had evil horns and couldn't stand the sight of men. I never was any kind of cool. I ran hot and awkward, and every time I sang, I cried. Now, velvety and with only nubs for weapons, I lie softly chewing the food that will kill me, fattening into the form of our hero's next meal, whereby I fuel with my body the muscle that shoots the steel peg in our head. By I mean, obviously, seared meat chunks, still mooing in that epic poem, where the women all sit quietly weaving and bathing the bodies of men, though some do dissemble and flirt without shame. But the whoring female servants swing so satisfyingly from their necks at the end. The goddesses seem exempt from that crap, but they are also jocks. Athena leads the slaughter. She sanctifies Ulysses so we can feel how hot he is, how violent and arrogant and cool and hot, like sexy hot, not blushing as I always am in this dress of meat skirt. I, my friends, cannot help you, born into this war to end all wars that won and will go on. I mean, our favorite national tale involves two men on a dusty street shooting each other with guns. Not too much plot, so it's easy to remember. No poets required, just lots of glistening cuts. Moo, I pose for you in my shining dress. I'm the flesh that after it's flayed, keeps crying and crawling back. Thanks.